Welcome. This MP3 includes a selection of my poems and prose from my book Hope Rekindled, A Heart Empowered, by the author Regad Ibid. A heart empowered. Sometimes amidst all the struggles and the strife, and with all the ups and downs of life, all we have to do is stare up at the sky and ponder in amazement and ask ourselves why. Why do we sometimes forget the beauty of the earth we are on, the majestic sun and mystical clouds which are second to none? Is it because of all the suffering we see? Because perhaps suffering can empower us to be more sensitive, compassionate, and kind in a world where personal interest has caused some to be blind. Not blind by sight, but blind by heart, for a heart that sees beauty and emanates beauty. A heart that sees love and emanates love. A heart that sees goodness and emanates goodness is an empowered heart which can make a profound difference. And this indeed is what my faith has taught me, that if this piece of flesh in my body, my heart is good, then all can be good. That if my heart is kind and forgiving, then life will become easier for living. So the next time you feel overwhelmed by suffering or strife, stare up at that miraculous sky to remember the beauty of life. And put your hand on your heart and remind yourself, with every beat and every breath, you still have an opportunity to bring hope, joy, and inspiration to whomever you may see. Poems and prose on humanity. What if? What if we replaced hate with love? What if we remembered that everything is seen by the one above? What if we replaced war with peace? What if all human suffering would begin to cease? What if we cared for our neighbors like we should? What if we said showing empathy, kindness, and compassion we would? What if we forgave instead of resented? What if we gave of what we love instead of withheld it? What if we could protect every child, every man, and every woman from the cruelty of war? What if we searched deep inside our hearts for the core? The core of humanity, lest we forget, we're all human beings no matter what. So much suffering, pain, and destruction, how can I continue to hope for protection? Protection of the values of human decency, protection of living gracefully, protection of every human life from war, hunger, and every other strife. What if I lifted my hands to pray to a Lord who has been with me all along the way and witnessed the dawn of a new time, where deep inside of us we believe in the end it will all be fine, where we believe in the end it will all be fine. Poems and prose on faith. For the one. For the one who raised me before my parents raised me. For the one who loved me before anyone saw me. For the one who protected me before I was born, layer upon layer. For the one who gave me a heart to feel love and happiness with, a mind to think of what's best for me and others, eyes to see the beauty of the sun, sky, mountains, and oceans, ears to hear the sounds of seas, birds, rain, and laughter, and arms to hold loved ones with and reach out to help others. A tongue to speak the truth with, a family who cared and supported, friends who listened and encouraged, I say thank you. I say thank you for being with me every step of the way, caring, loving, planning, protecting, educating, empowering, and honoring. Thank you, God. Poems and prose on health and healing. When the body aches, the soul calls for help from above, support from the divine. When the body aches, the soul listens for the truth of this world, the truth that it's all temporary, pain and pleasure, sorrow and joy, sickness and health, worry and relief. What's lasting then? What's permanent then? Our souls, our hearts, our deeds, the difference we make, the hearts we touch. So when the body aches, don't despair. Listen to your soul. Listen to what it needs. Listen to its innermost callings and let it lead you back to health and happiness.